This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Fabricio Diaz. Date of birth, December the 7th, 1968. Date of exam, July the 5th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Miguel Reyes, dated 3/9/21. Identifying information. This is a 54-year-old separated male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, diabetic neuropathy, back fusion, and neck problems. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2019, where he worked as a steel mill recycling center attendant for 1 year, a forklift driver for another 3 years, and in a shipping business for 5 years. The claimant also worked in a canning company for 3.5 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. In the present time, he lives with his mother in her house and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, diabetes mellitus. Number two, hypertension. Number three, neuropathy. Number four, back fusion. Number three, neck problems. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2017, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 60 pounds. He denies any retinopathy or nephropathy, but states that he does have diabetic neuropathy of his hands and fingers. He also denies any cardiovascular disease. The claimant checks his blood glucose 3 times per day, but states that within the last 2 or 3 months, he has not checked his blood glucose, secondary to not having funds for buying diabetic testing equipment. He states his sugar usually comes out to 270. The lowest that his blood glucose level has been is 96, and the highest that it's been is 400 mg/dL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 9, which is very high. And he is presently, or was, taking metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, but is no longer taking any medications secondary to lack of funds. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2017, he was having symptoms of shortness of breath. He denies any chest pain or headaches and states that he had the shortness of breath for 1.5 years along with blurred vision. The claimant denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accident, or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 151 over 93 mmHg, which is borderline high. He is presently on lisinopril 20 milligrams POQD, which he is not taking at this time. Allegation number 3, 4, and 5, neuropathy, back fusion, and neck problems. The claimant states that in 1996, he fell off of a loading dock and injured his lumbar sacral back area and also his neck area. He states the accident at work caused more pain than the neck problem. The claimant also states that the character of the pain is a stabbing numbness pain located in the lumbar sacral back area with pain radiating down his left leg. He was diagnosed with an L4, L5, herniated disc necessitating fusion. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 40 minutes, comma, lift 30 pounds above his head, comma, but not able to bend. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking small meals, comma, but not doing any other exercise. He has no physician at this time, although states that his physician was Dr. George Times. He denies seeing a chiropractor, but did receive 8 months of physical therapy. He is presently on ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID that he takes for back pain, which does give him relief. He was diagnosed with a herniated disc at the level of L4, L5 with a discectomy necessitating also a fusion of the lumbar sacral back area in that area. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 5, neck problems. The claimant states that in August of 2021, he was in a motor vehicle accident and was hit by behind. He states the accident caused him to have a neck strain with a cervical herniated disc in the lower cervical area. He states an MRI was performed that confirmed that he did have a herniated disc along with osteoarthritis. He did not have any fractures and no surgeries have been performed for his condition, but he states that he has received seven steroid injections into his neck area. His symptoms include swelling, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs, comma, squat, but not able to bend over to pick up clothes. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 30 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time, and his physician is Dr. Times. As noted earlier, he is on ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID, which does give him relief. He does no other physical activity at this time. Family history. His father died at the age of 77 from cancer of the lungs. He also had hypertension and diabetes mellitus. His mother is alive at 81 years of age, and she suffers from hypertension and has also had a myocardial infarction along with osteoarthritis. Medications, lisinopril, 20 milligrams POQD, metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, gabapentin, 100 milligrams TID, omeprazole, 20 milligrams QD, cyclobenzaprine, 5 milligrams QD, naproxen, 500 milligrams BID, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID. These were the medications that were prescribed to him, but because of lack of funds, he is presently not taking any of these medications. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, herniated disc of the cervical spine with strain, comma, history of L4, L5, discectomy with fusion, comma, social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant states that he has a history of 30 years drinking 12 beers per day and states that he quit in 2000. The claimant denies any history of seizure disorder but does state that he did have delirium tremors at one time. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit. Weight 134 pounds. Height 5 feet 6 inches. BP 151 over 93 mmHg. heart rate 97 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 22. General. This is a 54-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal, with small retinal bleeds noted in both eyes. The claimant also has poor dentition noted. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? There is a 11-centimeter midline lumbar sacral back scar where a discectomy and fusion was performed on the claimant's back, secondary to pain from a herniated disc. Could you please drop down to a cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady and symmetric but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the cervical spine. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is mildly abnormal range of motion of the cervical and the lumbar sacral spine. However, the thoracic spine measurements were normal. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees on the right side and 70 degrees on the left side. In the supine position, it was 40 degrees on the right side and 20 degrees on the left side. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of the right knee. However, the claimant does have a decreased range of motion of 110 degrees flexion for the left knee with decreased strength. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. And the claimant was able to get out up and down from the exam table with mild difficulty. The claimant also had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but was able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices at this time. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He's able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the lumbar sacral spine where he had a fusion done at the L4, L5 area. He does have some difficulty in heel toe walking, but is able to walk at a normal tandem rate. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some minor restricted limitations in his workplace environment. Secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus and some cervical spine neurological problems. Probable diagnosis is non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, poorly controlled at this time with a hemoglobin A1C of 9. The claimant is not taking his medications, secondary to lack of funds. Number 2, hypertension. Dash not being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 151 over 93 mmHg, which is borderline high. The claimant has no funds for medication and has not been taking his medication. Number 3, diabetic neuropathy, secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus and a herniated disc of the C-spine as well as the lumbar sacral back area. Appears to be fairly stable at this time, but not being treated. Number 4, history of discectomy and fusion of the L4, L5 lumbar sacral back area. Appears to be stable at this time. Confirmed with physical examination. Number 5, C-spine herniated disc. Dash, not confirmed with physical examination. However, the claimant does have a mildly abnormal range of motion of the C-spine at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Fabricio Diaz.